Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today, as you know, marks the anniversary of martyrdom of the 8th Imam of the family of the Prophet, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. And here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our listeners condolences on this grave and sad day. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very famous and beautiful and very noble tradition which has been transmitted from Imam Ridha alayhi salam himself, and this hadith is about the Imam himself, meaning the Imam alludes to one of his virtues in this beautiful hadith. As you know, this is a hadith, if you probably heard about it, which is known as the golden chain of narration, Silsilatu Zahab. You know, as you know, one of the most significant events in the life of Imam Ridha was the issue of the succession of the caliph of his time, Ma'mun, who, and this is a discussion that should be discussed in, you know, academic settings, and it's a historical discussion about why this occurred and, you know, what were the factors that, led to the, this event occurring. But anyways, Ma'mun, who was the caliph of the time, he decided to make Imam Ridha alayhi salam his heir. After he decided not to pass, the caliphate on to, his family members, his sons, or anybody like that. So he called Imam Ridha alayhi salam from the Arabian Peninsula, from Medina to Khorasan, so in order to transfer this to him, this political power to him, and also, to keep an eye on the Imam over there. There was a lot of different factors that, were present at the time that led to this occurrence. In any case, when the Imam was, journeyed from there, to Iran, to Khorasan, on the way, when he arrived there, there was a group of scholars who were anxiously awaiting his arrival in hopes of hearing a hadith, or something scholarly or something, informative from the Imam, that could, increase, in their knowledge and their learning. When the Imam arrived, these people were waiting, and the Imam, who was sitting on his mount, he mentioned this very famous hadith and this tradition in which he said that the saying, the expression, La ilaha illallah, meaning there is no God but God. This is a hadith of Qudsi, right? So this is a sacred hadith. The Imam narrated it from his father, who narrated it from his father, all the way back to the Prophet, who narrated it from the angel Gabriel, who narrated it from God. This is why they call it the chain, the golden chain, or the Silsilatu Zahab. And in this hadith, the Imam says that God said that the saying, La ilaha illallah, or there is no God but God, is the fortress of God. And if somebody enters this fortress, he will remain safe and secure from the punishment of God. But it has its conditions. After the Imam said this, he discontinued the hadith and he started moving. And these people, these scholars who were writing down this hadith, they quickly chased the Imam in hopes of hearing something more regarding this hadith. And then, after a distance, the Imam again stopped his mount, and he said this famous statement, in which he pointed to himself and said, "And I am one of the conditions for this matter. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Ridha alayhi salam in his own words. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.